You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
July 12th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Central Services, and comedians Dino Stamatopoulos and Andy Dick.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
It's 2 p.m. and the stars are aligned, so it must be time for the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Today's musical provider is the band Central Services, and our special guest is comic provocateur Andy Dick. Later in the show, we will be taking your calls and inviting you to ask questions of the Pop Oracle. So please stick around and play along with us here on the Radio 8 Ball Show.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hold on a second here. We're going to have a little bit of rock with our talk. You're listening to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random. And our musical guest on today's show is, well, it is a couple of members of a band called Central Services, a great Seattle band, good friends of mine. We have Kevin Emerson and Jeff Mr. Roboto Blancato.
That's ridiculous.
Hey.
And they are, not only are they the guests on today's show, they are the musical guests on Radio 8 Ball Live, the show we do at the Capitol Hill Arts Center the second Thursday of each month, and that's a week from today. You're going to be the musical guests on stage, right?
You bet, absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
And today what you have is you're here with a list of songs numbered 1 through 8, mm-hmm. and we're going to be answering questions by, well, first we put the questions out, and then those of us who ask the question picks a number from just out of the ether, and then you'll play the song next to that number. And I'm going to ask the first question, but I haven't seen your list of songs. It's sort of close, so I want you to like hide it, because I don't want to even be tempted to like
generate that.
I don't even want my subconscious to know what song it might be. So I have a question, and we're gonna demonstrate how the Pop Oracle works here. So are you ready?
Bring it.
Okay. Sure. So later on in the show, our musical guest, our call-in guest, is going to be a good friend of mine, whose name is Andy Dick.
I think I've heard of him.
Yes, actually. The comic provocateur, as I like to call him. Well, actually, that's what he likes to call himself. I call him the comic monster, but we'll leave that for another time. My question has to do with, there is some weird psychic link between me and Andy. It's very strange. Like, this year, on June 5th, he broke his leg and had to cancel a trip that we were going to go into Boston to play some shows, because I play music with him. And last year, on June 6th, I broke the same leg and had to cancel a flight to Boston.
You broke Andy's leg?
No, my own leg. Same
Why would
same
you?
Break. No, I would never break Andy's leg.
Oh, I get it.
And earlier this year, I started a fast, and then I called Andy. He started a fast that same day. And it's really weird, because I think if most people were to make a list of the top 100 celebrities that they would like to be psychically linked with, I don't know, Andy.
You don't need to finish.
I don't know if he'd make the top 100 list. And I think if some people made their top 100 list of celebrities they would not like to be psychically linked with, Andy might make that list.
Potentially up there. Yeah.
But it's been an incredibly rewarding thing for me. So my question for the Pop Oracle is, what does the Pop Oracle have to say about this strange psychic link that I have with comic provocateur Andy Dick? Is it a good thing, or is it a bad thing? And I would like you to play song number 8.
8 it is. Ready?
Yeah.
She was my ride, and she never picked me up on time. Was my ride and I failed statistics because she was never on time, but that was okay. She was my ride and it was okay. We've been best friends since the seventh grade when we met at the soccer team barbecue. She was my ride and it was okay. But there was one thing she could never say. She was in love with the same girl as me. She was my ride and she never picked me up on time. One day in a rush, we slid into a telephone pole. Up until then, I never thought about the way life has of putting you with people you need to be with at the time. She was my ride and it was okay. We hooked up once in the seventh grade. I never knew how much I helped her discover girls. If we had just listened to the radio, we might have found out school was canceled and avoided that unfortunate incident on the curb. When I tried to kiss her, she was sitting on the curb beside her totaled car, but she didn't stop me. Still, I should have known better than to take it much farther. Then she came out to me. That's how it always goes, you see. She said she was in love with Sarah. I'm in love with Sarah. So am I in love with Sarah? We are both in love with Sarah. I'm in love with Sarah. I'm in love with Sarah. So am I in love with Sarah. But she'll never choose me.
And what was the name of that song?
That was called She Was My Ride.
It's called My Psychic Connection with Andy Dick. It's a new song.
There was a lot of really great stuff in there that related for me. I'll tell you what I was thinking first, then I'm curious just what you thought as the creators of that song. In some ways, you know, in the sort of most crass commercial sort of Hollywood kind of way, Andy has been my ride. I mean, not only that, but actually literally when I'm there, you know, I'm part of the Andy Dick entourage, which it does get you into some clubs, but then when you get there, everyone just thinks you're really lame. But he is my ride and he is never on time. I hope he'll be on time today to be on the show. That was a little bit foreboding there. We haven't been best friends since the seventh grade, but we have been friends for a very long time. And, then there's the whole ambisextrous sort of thing that the song is playing with. And, Andy doesn't like, you know, Andy describes himself as being trisexual in the sense that he'll try anything. I don't think we've ever been. I guess there's a couple of women that I've known who he's actually. Yeah, he always goes for the girls that I bring around to the house. That's kind of weird.
He's your friend.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But you know, when Andy Dick does it, he gets away with it.
Yeah.
He's the new Lizard King. And then this is the one other piece that was interesting because of the broken leg. He broke his leg jumping off of a telephone pole, and I broke my leg playing a sport, not soccer, but baseball. So
is synchronicity.
That's pretty interesting. And then finally, putting life has a way of putting you with people you need to be with at that time, and that's truly the case. You know, that's exactly what I was asking.
Wow,
about.
This lines up really, really well. That's like it's kind of eerie.
Was there anything else? What did you guys think?
Well, you can speak to this. I mean, the song's about these two people who are friends, and the narrator just is sort of taking this friend of his, you know, kind of for granted until they crash into a telephone pole, and then he thinks, oh, well, you know, maybe this is a good opportunity, like you would in high school. Mm-hmm. Here we are, we just crashed the car. Maybe this is a good, you know, opportunity to make out. But then he finds out that they're actually both in their, you know, kind of dream states. They're both pining for the same girl.
Sarah.
Yeah. Which is, she doesn't come along till the end. You know, she's not really in the picture until the picture gets bigger. So I don't know. Are you guys, you know, maybe you guys are both together on this journey towards some same
We both
person.
Have a really big crush on this girl named Anya.
That's what I was wondering.
Well,
cool. If there might have been like a woman kind of in common.
Yeah, but she's not interested in either of us. Was that the case with Sarah?
She ends up with my ride, not me.
Yeah. What you got to do, get her in a car, smash into a telephone pole. You're golden. That's it.
I'm having flashbacks of Mary's Danish. You familiar with that band from the early 90s? Mary's Danish, Don't Crash the Car Tonight?
Vaguely.
Hey, this is Jeff from the band Central Services. If you've got questions needing answers, or maybe answers needing questions, let the Pop Oracle guide you to an enlightened clarity at Radio 8 Ball Live on Thursday, July 19th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. And we'll be there to provide the soundtrack to your journey. Check out more music and information about us at centralservicesmusic.com. And again, that's July 19th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center for Radio 8 Ball Live with Central Services.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer your questions and our questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers, like picking musical tarot cards. I'm here with the musical guests, Central Services, and on the line from Los Angeles, California, we have my good friend and famed comic provocateur, Andy Dick. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Andy. Andy?
Andy, we had him.
Okay, well then we have why don't we try the backup, our backup call. We'll put Eric on the line. Just to let you know, if you don't know who Andy Dick is, can you do it on that one? It's okay. If you don't know who Andy Dick is,
you never will.
Then you... wait a second. Are you saying his career is on the
no,
down?
No, I'm saying because he's not on the phone. You have no chance of ever hearing from him.
Yeah, we lost him there. He was in a restaurant hanging out with...
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin. And probably... Who else? David Spade?
Yeah, definitely David Spade.
Actually, we're going to be... This is something that happens when you work with Andy Dick. You have to be prepared for the possibility that that he might not show up. So we have someone, have a backup call on the line that we're making right now to a collaborator and friend of Andy Dick's, someone who I met back in the, 1987, 88, when Andy had a comedy act called The Circus of Freaks with a guy who's gone on to great success in the comic industry, Dino Stamatopoulos. Hello, Dino.
Hello, Andros.
Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. You are doing what you do so well, which is to show up and pick up the pieces when Andy Dick drops something.
I don't know how well I'm doing. This phone is You want to call me on my other cell phone? I don't know what's wrong with this phone.
Okay.
He sounds like he's got delay on.
This is a classic radio, but I will. That's okay. We will call you right back. Again, this is great radio for you, but this is the Radio 8 Ball, and everything is random, and everything that is random is exactly what it's supposed to be.
I feel like this is taking us somewhere.
It is. It's taking us to no longer having guest callers. Do we have Dino on the line?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Great.
I don't know what happened.
That's okay.
Andy didn't make it, huh?
Well, he almost did. We got him on the line in a restaurant, but then I think the hors d'oeuvres came.
Yeah. And he wonders why I won't work with him.
Well, wait a second. You work with him?
Oh, yeah, I do. But not as much as I would if he was dependable.
Well, for those of you who don't know who Dino Stamatopoulos is, why don't we have Jeff Blancato, our comic expert from Central Services,
wonderful,
tell us of what it is that makes you so special, besides the fact that we can get you on the line when we can't get Andy.
Dino,
I'd like to know, too.
In 1975, Dino is best, well, at least in my humble opinion, Dino is best known for his work with the famed television show from HBO, Mr. Show. He, I believe, produced it. Is that right?
Yeah, I was, whatever producing means.
Right.
I was there overseeing things.
And you wrote plenty of stuff for them. One of my absolute favorites is the audition sketch.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit I used to actually do auditioning when I thought I was an actor.
And
obviously I didn't think I was that much of an actor because it alienated everyone constantly.
Comedy of alienation is the best.
That's right. That's why I'm Andy's friend.
So Dino, what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. How is Andy going to go?
This is all questions about Andy Dick. I don't know if you heard my question.
Yeah.
How's
he going to go? How's he going to die? We're all wondering. With John Belushi and Chris Farley, you kind of knew they're a little crazy and overweight, and you weren't that surprised. Andy, even though he's crazy and he's on drugs and all that, I still would be surprised if someone called me up and said he's dead, because he's always been a survivor to me.
Oh yeah, yeah. People who are standing next to Andy die, not him.
Exactly. I'm going to go. Maybe the better question is, who goes first, me or him?
Is that your question?
Yeah, let's have that one. Because,
okay.
I know Andy will either die from like getting punched in the face or something, but I'm just going to get cancer from just hanging out with him.
So, would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 8?
4.
Okay, song number 4 from Central Services. And now they're going to play that. That'll be the answer to your question. And when it's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means.
Hey, Lady J, do you seem to know me with a single smile? While looking away in the space beside the conversation like you do. Why is it so impossible for you to trust another person's size, even mine? I know you've got a lot on your mind. I know you've got a lot on your mind. I know you've got a lot. When I'm with you, so do I. You've got all you need inside except the perfect shirt, but you always find it and put a streak up in your hair, then wonder why you care. I get all I need except for what I forgot to mention. The on and on I always seem to put upon, especially myself. Then you laugh, but don't you know it sounds like you're just losing something precious, something you could never get out right when you had it. I know you had a lot on your mind, but you said that it'd been getting better lately. So was I. Na 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 na.
And what was what was the name of that song?
It's called Getting Better Lately.
Getting Better Lately. The answer to Dino Stamatopoulos' question, who is going to go first into that long good night? Andy
now,
Dick.
My cell phone is not that great, but when you guys said Dino goes first, when you sung that lyric,
you caught that.
Went up my spine, yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of what Lady J would be like a reference to. Like,
oh, that's G.I. Joe, straight up.
Huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're just kidding.
I'm trying to think of like what kind of illness or, you know, like if that, like, no one's ever overdosed on marijuana, so I'm not worried that either that Andy's going to overdose on Lady J.
It's conjunctivitis. The J.
Yeah?
No.
Jaundice.
The junk
it's, I was just
jaundice.
It's jaundice. That's exactly what it is.
Do you feel like you are more like Dino? Do you feel like you're more likely to die of jaundice or Andy?
Well, there. You know, I have a couple pictures on MySpace there where I look kind of yellowy.
Hmm. There you go.
It might be also foreshadowing in that way. So yeah, maybe I go with jaundice.
This is getting too scary.
That's all right.
Well,
don't mind.
I think it's interesting. Well, you're asking a question about. He asked a question about death. You know, it's going to be a little bit scary for those of us who like living.
I know I'm drunk, so you know, I don't care.
There is the part about getting better, and so was I. You know, it makes me think that both of you are going to live long, miserable lives.
I think that's great. I got to say, the first one that you did, that was amazing.
I know. It was kind of insane, huh?
Yeah. At first, I thought, what is this guy, a crazy hippie? And then it was beautiful. Everything linked up, and I started thinking about how, you know, you're having a party, and there's music playing, and all the songs end up, like, just fitting in perfectly to your conversations. It's actually interesting. You got an interesting show there.
Thank you very much, Dino.
It's actually interesting.
Keep going.
Well, yeah. I hope that at some point in the not too distant future, we can have you as an actually scheduled guest, and
yeah,
as opposed
I'll have more to say.
Yeah, and not just here, sort of filling in for Andy.
Can I plug my show?
Oh yes, please do.
Moral Oral on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim Sundays at 12:15 a.m. Sunday night, Monday morning. It's kind of confusing.
That's a great time slot, 12:15 a.m. on Monday morning.
It's actually prime time for Adult Swim.
Totally.
Oh, that is? Okay.
That's the spot. That show is, it has a built-in audience. They'll stay up to whatever time they have to.
I got
to
say, Jeff Blancato here is the ultimate comic geek.
I think the word is dork.
Okay.
I love you.
Right on.
You're helping me plug this show. You know,
it's a great show too.
It's the second part of the season finale today. You can catch the first part on Adult Swim's website on adultswim.com.
Awesome.
All right, I guess I've done. And the DVD's out if you want to get it. Moral Oral.
And I also, we were also talking about this earlier, and then we're gonna go and open up the lines for callers. But but we were all talking about how much we also loved Lucky Louie, and I know you were involved in that as well, which I guess is available as well. And I think everyone should go see that. Should find that show. Just absolutely. Can I say effing brilliant? Yes, I got the word. I can say it is effing brilliant.
You say effing.
Yeah. And especially the character, the wife character played by Pamela Adlon, that particular presentation of a female character on TV I've just never seen before, and absolutely revolutionary and brilliant and hilarious.
Yeah, it was a fun show. Like the writer's room, you could absolutely say anything, and everyone just, you know, apart from like walking around naked, psychologically, we're all walking around naked in that room. It was a crazy time, and it was a fun show to work on.
And then, of course, on the TV show, you have Rick Shapiro and Louis C.K. walking around naked.
Right, the only people you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there a chance that you can stick around and help us with the divination? Oh, actually, you know what? Andy's trying to get through here. Let's see if I. Hello, Andy.
Of course not.
Hey, no, he's here. Andy.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, we're going to call you back. We're going to try you one more time.
Well, when?
Right now. We're.
I'm sitting outside, like, waiting.
Okay, well.
Hey, Andy, it's Dino. You can't hear me?
Hi.
He can't hear anyone. Okay, Andy, okay. We're going to call you right back. Okay, we're going to go to a break here, and then we're going to come back right back with Andy Dick, comic provocateur.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear. So long ago. Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And we are back with the comic edition of Radio 8 Ball with comic provocateur and my good friend and the subject of both of the questions we've asked so far, Andy Dick. Hello, Andy.
Yeah, I'm great. I know you didn't ask how I am, but I'm great.
We did, actually.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I asked a question earlier about what is the nature, if it's a good thing or a bad thing that you and I are psychically linked, the way that we keep breaking our legs and fasting. It turned out to be a really beautiful thing. I'm going to send you the answer as a question that came up. And then Dino asked which one of you guys was going to go first.
Well, first I want to know, why is Dino on the show? When he's on my show, he's mine.
Yeah, well, you sold me away from Greg Fitzsimmons.
So what? So now you're mine.
Or the other way
around. Yeah. That's true. I stole you from Greg, but now why are you getting stolen by Pondra?
Well, I needed.
He heard me take over for you on your show when you were late, and I was great.
So every time I'm late. They call you.
I'm your Joe Great. Rivers. Remember with Johnny Carson, if you kids remember them?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Dina, by the way, we're doing the...
You can't
the,
say it.
The shoot show tonight. I know the FCC is up our nuts.
So, Andy, well, let...
But it's tonight, Dina. Tonight, we're doing
so,
it.
So, Andy, okay. Do you have a question for the Radio 8 Ball? Some question that you'd like to ask the Oracle?
Do.
Okay, what is it?
Yes, I do. Is my ankle going to have a full recovery
meaning, I don't want to be gimpy. I don't want to have a limp. I broke my ankle a month ago, and I want to know, is it going to recover fully? 100%. I want it to be better than normal, like bionic almost. What's going to happen?
So,
Andy, you should have heard the answer to my question first, because that probably answers your question.
Yeah, well, that would have been my first question if the phone didn't cut out.
Okay.
So what's the answer to that? Then I'll ask my second one.
So pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 4 or 8.
Okay. How about 6?
Number 6. Okay, this is going to be from the band Central Services. They're going to play song number 6. The question is, will your ankle not only heal but be better?
Stronger than it was, like the $6 million man.
Try and listen to this on your phone, and we'll come back as soon as the song's over. So please stay on the line.
The weather's getting cold. The days are growing old. But none of this is going away. While the box is on the roof and the kids are walking home from school, the last polite recording starts to play. On a November day. On a November day. On a November day, we try to say that it was fun while it lasted. I guess that it was fun while it lasted. You had your time alone, but now you can't go home. 'Cause home was just a time and not a place. But you're still feeling young inside. When you let it out, they ride you over and over, just act your age. On a November day. On a November day that's earth and gray. You turn your shoulder, turn your jilted collar high, and hope that it was fun while it lasted. I guess that it was fun while it lasted. Well, it isn't always possible to say the things you know you know. It isn't always possible to stand up when you ought to. Despite all the old longings, when it came, the best that you could do. Say that it was fun while it lasted. I hope that it was fun while it lasted. I guess that it was fun.
And that was...
It doesn't look good, Andy. It doesn't look good.
That song was called Fun While It Lasted.
I hope walking was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, like you can't even stand up.
You know what? I'm standing right now, buddy. I'm dancing. Yes, it does hurt. It hurts a little bit.
Let me tell you, Andy, I saw some promising things there.
Really?
Yes. Well, first of all...
Tina's really?
I think that you can look for... You know, they gave us a recovery date. Like that by November, you will be... That could be the date of your full recovery, the time of your full recovery. Now, but there was the thing about, now, how did you break your leg again?
I fell off something. I fell off a lamppost when I was drinking 20 feet.
So,
that's fine. I'm glad you're laughing.
It's funny to fall. I mean, how does someone get on a lamppost, Andy?
I shimmied up it like a little monkey.
Andy can climb anything, or at least he used to be able to.
So this is the, it was saying you're still feeling young inside, but maybe you should just act your age. So maybe the key to full recovery is maybe not to be climbing lampposts.
Well, I'm not climbing any right now. Come on.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that maybe that's...
I'm not going to lay in bed. You did, because yours didn't recover for months.
That's true.
You nursed it like a little bitch.
Look, Andras is being very nice. You be nice to him.
He put his ankle on ice, basically, and it died. The thing said, oh, we're not using this anymore. I guess I don't need it. Let's start killing it off.
Andy, did you not listen to this song?
What did it say? I couldn't hear it, dude. I'm in the middle of traffic right outside the MTV building in Santa Monica. I'm in hell.
Dino, what was your interpretation of the song?
Well, I mean, you know, it was. There's no interpretation necessary. It's like they wrote it for him.
We actually did.
But you wrote a song like that. Wait, now remember, you're like, oh, let's see if you. It's called Dino Stamatopoulos, actually. Like, let's see if you can tell that the song's written about you, and the song's title is Dino Stamatopoulos.
It's a five part suite.
I didn't write that.
Yeah, but well, can they play it?
No, we don't have it. We don't have a copy of it here. And even if we could,
I would have to get bleeped out.
You know, let's talk about the band. Let's talk about the band that's on right now. I love them.
Yeah, the band sounds great.
They're great, man. If I would have known about them when I was making my movie, I would have put at least one or two or three of your songs in my movie if you would have let me.
Well, here's what you should do. You should make a movie about how you're never going to get better and have them put that song in it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, why don't you help me write that? Oh, because I can't. Because I can never get you on the phone. That's why not.
Andres can.
This is comic gold here, people.
Are you coming on my show tonight? It's Howard 101.
Yes. Let's talk about
you're
it.
You're going to be there at 8?
Okay. Andy?
Bring Dan Harmon.
Andy? So, thanks a lot for being on the show.
That was fast.
I know. It was great, and it was fun. Not only was it fast, it was fun while it lasted.
Oh, wait a minute! I'm looking at a little thing. It says want. You pick a number off this. It's a poster they put on the light post. It's just when I shimmied up. It says, do you want to play in a football league?
Wow.
No, I don't. I don't have a foot that works.
You poor man. But I will send you the answer to the question about our strange psychic connection, Andy. So I hope you feel better, and thanks a lot for being on the show.
I love you, buddy.
Love you too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, and we actually have a caller on the line who wants to ask a question. So why don't we bring them on right now, bring up the little show music, and... Hello, Kristen.
Hello, Andra.
Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. Have
Thank
you been
you.
Listening in so far?
Yes.
Insane, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what's your question for the Pop Oracle, Kristen?
Well, I'm standing here looking at everything that owns me as it's kind of surging out of the garage for a garage sale and thinking about why is it we collect all this stuff. However, that's kind of secondary to what I suppose I should ask is... I am working to create community for veterans returning from combat, and it's been an interesting experience the last year. And so I think my question would be something in that regard to perhaps look for some support as to whether I'm on the right path or perhaps to turn around and go in another direction.
Okay, question about the work you're doing with veterans returning from the war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 4, 6, or 8?
I'm going to pick number 1.
Okay, song number 1 from Central Services. When the song's over, we'll be right back and help you figure out what it means. So please stay on the line.
Standing next to you tonight for a photograph in failing autumn light. Did you know that it goes faster than you ever know? They come for you. It's the kind of smile that might as well be a mask. I hold my hands 'cause they are shaking. so you don't know that it's not the change in seasons. When I look at you, it's more like sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-da-da. Where have you gone? Now I slowly walk away from you, turning one last time, you've disappeared around the corner, taking up your watch in my past with the others. I tried to keep you in a photograph, I tried to hold you in a song. So why is it empty? Tell me, what's the point in memory when it feels like this? So much like sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-di-da. Where have you gone? And if you had the chance to go, tell me, would you? And could you take me along? If you had the chance to be that strong, tell me, would you? And could we never age a day again? Tell me, would you? And could you take me along? Sha la 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 di da. Take me along where it's like sha la la la, sha la 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 la, sha la 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 da da. Where have you gone? 7:30 orange sunset Tuesday in September, and I drove back to the place we met. It seems so funny now that I thought I'd see you there.
And what was the name of that song?
It's called Song 89.
Song 89, the answer to Kristen's question, should she continue with the work she's doing with veterans returning from the war in Iraq? Are you with us, Kristen?
I am.
So do you want to give us your interpretation of that first, or do you want to hear what we think first?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking, so I don't forget. As I'm looking at all this stuff that I'm getting rid of so that I can move forward with my intention to be available for these people that mean so much to me, I'm recognizing that it's time to let go of a lot of stuff I've been holding on to, including this this particular picture that I found that used to belong to my father of me when I was two. And so, I don't know, kind of wove into what I'm doing right now, getting rid of stuff. And it mentioned autumn in September, so I will take that to perhaps indicate that things are going to start moving a little bit better and more concisely in the autumn, and it's time to not look back and just move forward. So that's what I got.
Okay. It looks like you have an idea, Kevin, from the band Central Services. What do you think about that as the answer to the question?
Yeah, well, the song's definitely got a bit in it about making space, and it has this idea that it would be great to, I mean, it is about leaving things behind, and it would be great to bring things along with you under the condition that you would never have to age and change, and you could just have all these things from your youth and your past. But since you can't, then you're at this point where you sort of fill up and you have to, you know, you have to lose stuff in order to gain stuff. But I think that that can be a really refreshing experience. It's hard to make that space, you know, and to get rid of things, whether they're, you know, old TVs or ways that you do things or whatever. But you get rid of them and then you have some space to actually get somewhere. It usually feels really good later on.
Yeah, there were some lines in it that jumped out at me. The line, it starts off, standing next to you tonight, and it made me think, you know, how you are standing next to these people trying to offer your support, and that the time that you spend together does go faster than you know. And then if you try and sort of cement that moment, then in a way it's futile, that eventually people have to go on and do their own things. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you should or shouldn't. I mean, I really am only interpreting it. If I was asking this question, what I would get is maybe that sense of that each, like, you may not be standing next to that same person again, but then there's someone else to stand next to and someone else to stand next to. And maybe there's some piece there that the Pop Oracle is trying to, you know, show you, that rather than, although you're connecting with individuals, maybe there's a way that you could also pull back and more sort of universally connect with each person as they come. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the last line that I wrote down here was, if you had a chance to be that strong, would you? And I think that's the question for you, because obviously it's challenging work that you're talking about. And so the question is, what is the strength? Is the strength to stay, or is the strength to walk away? And that's where so your question is answered with the question in a way.
Theater Underground presents the show The Stranger Calls Entertaining and Nuanced. Crime and Punishment is a 90-minute meditation on faith and redemption set against the themes of Dostoevsky's novel. The show runs Fridays to Sundays at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at CapitolHillArts.com.
Thursday, July 19th, the Radio 8 Ball Show goes live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center in Seattle with host Andras Jones and musical guest Central Services. Fans of the Pop Oracle on the radio owe it to themselves to experience the Radio 8 Ball Show live on stage.
Standing next to you tonight.
That's Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. at the Capitol Hill Arts Center in Seattle. For more info, go to CapitolHillArts.com or the Radio 8 Ball Show on MySpace.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Central Services, Dino Stamatopoulos, Andy Dick, our callers,
and of course, our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Do you like this show? I do. And I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.